Look at her go. Look at her go.
I don't want to brag,
Well, then
but
don't. Episode 40 of No Breaks with Jamie Yardall, and it brings Santa's fave. Santa's favorite.
can't help myself. 40 episodes,
40
girlfriend.
episodes.
That's like 8 weeks.
It's like 8 whole weeks.
Wow.
I liked that breathy weeks.
Congratulations.
Thank you. The only thing that's really been sacrificed, clearly, is my finding my wireless headphones.
It's just, I feel like that's a detriment on everyone's life. And I eventually just didn't want to feel bad for myself any longer for any time that I would lose an AirPod at a time. Actually, there is a traumatic event, Jamie, that you're a part of that I distinctly remember. I don't know if you, because you didn't see this, but you heard about it and it was real, which was that you and I were having lunch at One World Trade a million years ago. And we went to that little Italian restaurant and it's like 3 or 4 or 5 floors up. And I, at the top of the escalator, an AirPod popped out and I had to chase it down 3 flights
Ding ding ding
of
ding ding
escalators.
ding
And
ding ding.
that's when I decided I'm done. I'm done. I'm a fully wired girly now.
What is it? Is it, here's the thing about the wired. The wired people know what you're about. They understand why you're talking out loud. They understand why you're doing the walk and talk. Oh, that person's clearly on a phone call. Got it. But if you got the big, beautiful hair like you got going on today, and the wireless are covered, then we're teetering on like what is happening with that person.
Right.
Why is
They're just
she?
rude.
They just look rude, and you're just like with your
They're just
headphones in.
rude.
You know what I
I
don't
also don't
like?
understand the do, can you do two pods at the same time?
Like two different. Like, what do you mean?
No, like, okay, I am on the side of the world where I can only wear one AirPod at a time.
Why? Because
I
the other
cannot
one's
wear
still
two
at
at
the
the same
bottom of the
time.
escalator.
Well, yeah, luckily that's why only one of them went down and they
Wait,
went
what
all
do
the
you
way down.
mean? What
No,
do you mean?
I can't, like, I
Why
can
you
only
can't close the
do.
world out like that?
No. Absolutely. First of all, there's a few different things. One is, to me, it feels like I'm extending the battery life if I only wear one at a time versus you're draining both. But then also, and even when I was living in New York, especially when I was living in New York, I didn't like the idea of, like, I wanted to be able to say, hey, I don't want to talk to you. But also, if you're behind me or there's an apocalypse or a T-Rex behind me, I can hear you. And I just don't, like, even at the gym, I wanted it to, like, I can't. Can you do two? You do two?
You know, I'm not in a setting a whole lot these days where I am like pending apocalypse T-Rex or getting like personally attacked. So like I do two, let me think about it now. Like when I'm seated and buckled in on an airplane, I'll put the both in. But mostly,
Mm.
and then when I'm like, you know, I don't even really wear them a lot when I'm like walking in my neighborhood because I guess I just keep everybody on speakerphone and I just like am that loud person in the neighborhood, but like who cares? We're in the suburbs. But I hear you. I just never thought about it that way. But I'm sure there was a time in my life when I was like running on the West Side Highway or something, and I was like, yeah, I only want one of these in for sure. You know what I don't like is that yesterday the only one that I could find that was wireless was my big ol' ones. And I don't like those. Those give me like a
I don't like
contact
that at all.
headache. And I this was on Sunday actually, because our we I watched like Red Zone all day, and I was out running errands, and I had them on just so I could constantly be listening to the football games, and it's too much, like with excluding the outside noise, it's too much. I like your sweatshirt. I like your hair today. You are in
Thank you.
Minnesota, is this
I
confirmed?
am. I
Okay.
am. I am in Minnesota. There's a snowstorm on the way.
No.
Yeah.
What kind? Tell me all the details. Like
I
what?
don't know any details. I just know that every person who you come into interactions with in Minnesota that day will tell you about the weather or what the weather has been or what the weather will be. So simply by association, I hear
Yeah.
that
It's happening.
we could be getting some bad weather.
Well, let me know. That gives me like a small pang of nostalgia, like not enough to be directly involved in it, but I do want to hear the details of it when you know it. Like, is it going to last for a couple days? You know what the worst kind of snowstorm is in Minnesota? The one that the kind that happens overnight and then they can have the roads clear in time for everybody to function the next day. The snowstorm's got to hit during the day. It's just gotta, or else it doesn't count, in my opinion. Is the lake frozen?
Not that I've seen, but there's winter storm warning in effect from 6 this evening to 9 tomorrow. It's been raining all day.
Oh.
Blizzard warning for western Minnesota.
Oh, she whipping across the state.
First snowstorm of the cold season approaches. The storm will bring rain and snow, which if you're not a winter person, you do not want rain and snow in the same sentence.
No.
That's a disaster waiting to happen.
Let me give you the good old lecture of black ice, driving on black ice. You look like you're perfectly set then.
Don't you have a black ice story? I feel like you have a black ice story. Did I make that up?
Not like that involved me like getting into real, real trouble. Let me think about this now. I mean, I've certainly like done a skid or two across black ice, but not that should be hanging in your memory. That might be a different friend. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, 3 to 5 inches is expected. So could be 3, could be 5, could be a false alarm. Yeah. We don't know.
Could be a third, could be 25. Or a fifth, you know.
Who knows?
Could be 13 to 15. That's the thing.
Could be 13 to 15.
You look perfectly set to do this. You know what I just love about you is just the full-blown acceptance that Thanksgiving is to be celebrated, of course, but it is in the backdrop of Christmas, and that's how we do it in our house too.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, my mom is ready. We will be watching Elf on Thursday.
I don't like Elf.
I don't necessarily know that I love Elf as much as I love watching my mom love Elf.
That's her sense of humor, huh?
She laughs. Like, I have videos of her watching Elf, and it brings me some of the greatest joy of my life.
Perfect.
And she will just laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. And so I have video clips of it. So that, I think for me, it's like the first, I don't know, maybe like 30 minutes of it. And then I'm like, okay, that's fine. I'm good.
Yeah.
Give me all the memes and then that's it.
You know, people like have their takes about various comedians and their styles and whatnot. For me, it's not even like a Will Ferrell issue. I'm not a huge fan of that actress that's in it. The other day, Chanel.
Yeah, Eeyore. Yeah.
Who?
She's Eeyore.
Yeah, she is. Isn't she the other day Chanel? Isn't it Zoe? And then is that the other sister? Or is she not a day Chanel at all? Let's look it up.
I'm totally blanking on who there was a sister.
I swear there's two.
There's another day Chanel.
I don't know.
What?
Yeah. Stand by. Standing by, like, looking up the cast of Elf.
Is Zoe Deschanel.
It is Zoe Deschanel.
Yeah.
Does she have Zoe a sister?
Does she definitely has someone who looks like her, and her name is Katy Perry.
Yeah, well, yeah. But no, not that. Hang on. Come on, Wikipedia.
Does she really have a Deschanel?
Don't.
Emily Deschanel? What is Emily Deschanel in?
Emily Deschanel is in Bones.
Oh.
You ever see that show, Bones?
I remember seeing commercials for that show.
Yeah, it was like when we were younger, so it wasn't like for us at the time.
How are you spending your holiday? How are you bringing the Christmas cheer for all the world to hear?
Super low key.
You're going to be on Netflix for the Christmas thing, I think, right?
In Minnesota.
Again?
Yep. I'm going to be. Yeah, there was some conversations that happened. First, I assessed it personally, which was last year Christmas. I spent introduced Beyonce. Yes, I did. I spent that day in Houston by myself. And while it was an honor, it was also really, really depressing for me because I had left my people on, I think, the 23rd at night because we had rehearsed all day Christmas Eve. And then Christmas Day was the game. And like I said, doing the games, being a part of like first ever Netflix broadcast day for the NFL, really cool to be a part of. But I really had to weigh, like, what are we doing here with the family and the kids and the missing of the Christmas? Like, it just, and for what, you know, for what job advancement? So I was really mulling it over until it was announced that Netflix, one of the two Netflix games was in Minnesota. And, you know, agents got involved. And I just was like, I would love to participate again. A real true honor. I would like to do something for the Minnesota game just to make it, because then everybody can go and I can like spend time with my in-laws and like I can see the kids that day in some capacity.
Yeah.
And so it all kind of like shook out well and everybody got assigned different games and we get to go to Minnesota. So I'm very excited about that.
Yay.
Which I'm thrilled about. That's the Christmas. The Thanksgiving ended up being super low key, which I'm very thankful for, despite loving my family. My sister was supposed to show up with her two kids. My parents were supposed to be around. My sister's mother-in-law fell and snapped her ankle, so she's like holed up at her house. Yeah, they're like, she's bedridden for like weeks now. This happened on Halloween.
Oh, no.
So she's like, my sister's like, I can't leave her here. And my parents, like, they're with us a lot. So I was like, guys, just stay in Florida. Like, come next week when the travel isn't so, like, maniacal. So it's just us. And we ordered Whole Foods. And we're so happy because we don't have to cook. And it's, like, three games. And then on Friday, I'm throwing a house party for my work people because we're going to watch the one NFL game that's on Friday.
Cute.
And getting a keg.
I have so much respect for not preparing your own food on Thanksgiving. Cool. That's totally right? Okay with me. Highly, there's this cute little Mexican restaurant down the street from my place in Austin that they had their little brochure that said, you know, use us for all of your Thanksgiving. I was like, this looks amazing.
Yeah,
absolutely. Cause they're known for their chicken and their meats. And like, this is a, and my sister-in-law is hosting Thanksgiving this year. And a few years ago, she did that exact same thing. I can't remember where they get it from. I think they might get it from a few places
here in Minnesota. PCS.
They get some from Gianni's because Gianni's cream corn is amazing. Oh and then God, I think Gianni's they get some corn. From one of Gavin Kaysen's restaurants or whatever. And it's like, great. There's no cleanup. There's no mess.
Yeah.
There's like, you're not losing sleep over it. You're not making a bunch of grocery trips. No. Like,
listen,
if you can, why wouldn't
it you? It is, I've made my turkey. I've done the things. I've done the variety over the years. But this one, and I just think every year you're allowed to be different. I'm all about a tradition. Don't get me wrong, but you're allowed to be different every once in a while. And if you're going to someone's meal like that and you feel compelled, like, this is how I want to spend my time. I want to bring a dish. Then go ahead and do that for sure.
Right.
But also if you want to do next to nothing, then do that too. I don't know if it's like the generational, you know, the generational whatever we're all trying to break, but I just can't get on board with the holiday traditions that bring us like absolute dire emotional strife because like we're trying to uphold and upkeep something that has been put upon us. And I just remember years and years, my dad used to work a lot of Thanksgivings and like we don't have family in Minnesota. It would just be us. My mom would grind every single thing. She would do all the things. And then also like because of the type A, then all has to be cleaned up. It has to be cleaned up. And I just remember being like, Mom, you look miserable. This seems terrible. And I just like, I just can't sign up for it. I just won't do it.
I also believe that everything carries energy and that includes food. Mm-hmm. So if for you, it brings you anger, frustration, stress, and that food is not made with love, then that's where I want to be like, okay, ma'am, how can we make this with some love?
But you know what is going to be done with love is driving to the Whole Foods and picking it up and getting the coffee on the way home.
Right.
That activity will be done with love.
Right. And that's also, I mean, we've talked about this before, where time is money to me.
Yes.
So I'm going like, okay, like whether you're having it delivered to your house or you are picking it up or it is a little more expensive, like let's just calculate this for a moment where you might automatically assume like, oh, I couldn't afford that or it's too bougie. Is it?
Yes.
Is it? Because even when I have my organic groceries delivered and I have my person come and prepare it and put it in little it ends up being about $3 a meal. $3 a meal. And I'll have her make like 35 meals a week.
Mm-hmm.
So like, again, like where you think about, you even compare it to say McDonald's or you could compare it to. And so when it comes to Thanksgiving, it's kind of the same thing where it's like, yeah, it probably will cost more to have a turkey made for you or all the sides, but like, hold on a second. How many store trips would you be making?
Yep.
Because usually for Thanksgiving, you're not just going to one store. Like you're going to the grocery store and a specialty store and the bakery and like the honey baked ham place or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's like, hold on. Or could you ask for help?
Yes.
Like, is there someone and again, if it makes you happy, great. Like put in all of the joy, make all of the trips, do it all yourself and like make it with love.
Yeah.
But otherwise, like, babe, I let me hold both of your hands when I say this, like, what if it didn't have to be this way? Yeah. Like, what if it doesn't have to be this way?
You know what brought me real joy was finding this bakery, this small business bakery, and putting my pumpkin crumble pie order in and then commenting on her Instagram saying, can't wait to pick mine up today. And I'm going to do that. And she like gave it a little heart and she was like, we're so excited. And I was like, you stimulate the local economy. You know what I mean?
Look
and I can make a pie. I did take a pie making lesson from my mother-in-law, but I'm not doing it this year. Okay. So that's what we're doing.
You could do it tomorrow.
I could.
You could do it next week. You could do it never.
Speaking of, let me ask you a technical question. I was asked to rank Thanksgiving sides at work today.
Oh, no.
And I personally think they left off a couple of sides like that. Just the rank wasn't the most imperative thing to me. Like they missed essentially like all the vegetables. But I put mac and cheese at five
Like,
because
as it was your last?
last
Okay, give me your ranking first. Get, tell me, tell
okay.
me, give me the
I
lineup.
think I can do it
Give me the
without having to
roster.
look. Okay, number one, stuffing, any and all stuffing. Okay, just a variety. I
Do you
will.
like your stuffing with nuts or without
I don't
nuts?
care. I'll try every
Okay.
single kind of stuffing. You could give me a potpourri, a platter of stuffing, and I will eat every single different kind.
Love it.
Mashed potatoes, plain Jane mashed potatoes. No skin, just a couple lumps, butter and salt. Okay. What did they put at three? I guess I had to rank a three at a yam, even though I think yams are a joke. Like, that's just a sweet potato. Stop calling it that. But I don't need it. It's just another form of potato. For a cranberry, I only want it in a cocktail. Otherwise, I don't need it on the plate. I don't need it
Yeah,
mushed. I
no.
don't need it in gelatin form. I don't need any of those things.
No,
And
agree.
five, mac and cheese. Because here's my thing about mac and cheese. That's a 364-day meal for me.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, I don't need it on my Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
Don't come at me with
wholeheartedly.
the four cheeses and the bubbling on top and the crumbling. Like, fine, give that to me on Friday. Give it to me and I'll warm it up on Saturday for college football. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead with yours. Yeah, I think they're missing a green
Well,
bean and a corn in there. Like, Brussels
yeah.
sprouts. Like, we're missing.
Yeah, like a good creamed corn of some
Oh,
kind or like a green bean casserole of some kind.
yes.
Yeah. Well, okay, so for me, I hear you on the yams thing because I feel like sweet potato is even in my world a nutritional food. Like I
Totally.
can eat that even when I'm dieting. However, my mom on Thanksgiving will pull, like, my mom is the queen of taking something that is store-bought or ordered, but then she'll make it her own and put it in her own dish as if she made it. It's just like that little customization that all of a sudden she's stealing like an artist. And
Oh.
she'll do the sweet potatoes. She'll add some more whatever sweet thing into it. And then she does the marshmallow
Oh
thing.
yeah, that's yummy.
And that's where I'm like, okay. And my younger self used to hate it, didn't understand it. And I don't know what it is. I love
Now
it.
you love it.
Like, I love
Doesn't
it.
it need a
I'll
lot of
mix it into
salt?
everything else.
Doesn't that need a lot? Like, I just hear marshmallow on top of things and I want to put salt on that.
No, I'm like
Okay.
sweet all day. Like sweet it all day. That'll be the thing that I will mix into everything. Like, okay, pumpkin pie with a side of marshmallows and my sweet potatoes. Okay, mac and cheese and a side of that. Like, okay, stuffing and a side of that. Like it's my go-to. I also really appreciate a good Hawaiian roll
Oh, yeah.
with butter.
Didn't
Like,
know
yes, I can have that year round, but
King's
I just feel
Hawaiian,
like
isn't that
it's
like a local LA company? They're based in Torrance or something.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I
Yeah.
remember one of the daughters was in a hosting class with me, and I was
Cool.
like, wait, what? Really? I had one of my godmothers would do hash browns, cheesy hash browns
I love a
with
creative
corn flakes.
potato. Sign me up for a creative potato. That
Cheesy
sounds
garlic hash
delicious.
browns with corn flakes on top. We don't do it anymore, but Gianni's, have you ever had the Gianni's like hash brown cake
Yeah.
thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like the mound of it with like sour cream and cheese,
Oh.
like all up in it. That
Gianni's,
amazing.
for those listening and watching, is a lakefront restaurant in a town that we
Steakhouse.
live near, Steakhouse, on Lake Minnetonka in Minnesota. And Gianni's was also just like on the great forefront, like during COVID, where they just like everything was like to go. They were packaging things, like they jumped on it for like front and
Oh,
center.
yeah.
Love a Gianni's situation. Just a
Yeah.
classic
Love.
anniversary spot. 365, go
Love.
there for your wedding anniversary.
Always. Yeah. Anytime.
Any.
Spun, get the spun salad.
Oh,
It's
at the table.
table side. They just don't do it like that anymore, you know? Like they
Nobody
just
spins the salad like that.
what is it? And then pecan pie.
So you're a pecan pronunciation person, because I hear I need
Pecan.
pecan. Yeah,
Pecan pie.
pecan pie.
Again, younger self hated pecan pie. Now, what? What? Now I don't even like pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie, never enough texture for me, so I always would lend myself more towards the pecan pie, with the crunch and the savory. Quite delicious. I'm always just gonna go for the apple scoop, like no matter what. I'm gonna report back. This local bakery that I got this pie from, it's a, like I said, pumpkin crumble, which I'm very interested in the fact that the crumble is evenly distributed on the pumpkin pie, because that gives me the swipe of texture across the
Texture that
whole
you've been
fork
missing.
that I need. Yes. Yep. So I'll let you know.
And then my dad every year has a tradition of goulash. Do you know goulash?
Goulash, is that like elbow macaroni and like ground beef? That's the
No,
goulash I
it's
know.
he takes all the leftovers and throws it into a pan. Everything. So mashed potatoes, stuffing, turkey, white meat, dark
But is
meat,
that like the next
like
day? Yeah.
So my mother previously would make an extra turkey specifically for the goulash. This year, since she's not hosting, she's just making a turkey that we
Your
will
mom
have
is
on
so
Friday.
perfectly extra, and I
She
love
just
that.
is.
I just
I
like
know.
love her for that.
I don't know where I get it. Like
I
what?
know, honestly,
Oh,
like,
I haven't told you my joke.
yeah, you know what's funny? You texted me that you had a joke, and then I was gonna bring the joke up like 10 minutes in, and I was like, "But did she say it?" And I didn't laugh, so I got nervous, and I didn't
No,
ask
I
you.
have my joke.
Okay. This is like a traditional joke.
It's a dad joke that
Okay.
I kind of made up but probably didn't.
Okay.
But I thought of you because I had to run to the bathroom right before the show,
Yes.
and I texted Jamie and I was like, "Oh my gosh, I totally forgot. I have a Christmas joke for you."
Oh, okay.
So my mom in her guest bathroom has two massive trees in the bathroom. Like they're huge. It
Gotcha.
is a winter wonderland in there. So the joke is, what do you call a Christmas tree in a bathroom?
Pot tree. I don't know.
Toiletries. The toiletry.
Toiletries. Mom, I love your
Toiletry.
toiletries.
The toiletries.
I like it.
Anyway, thanks.
You should hang
I'll be
little
here all year.
toiletries up on the toilet trees.
Or little toilets
Oh, that would be cute. Toilet ornaments.
on the
People are
tree. Like
laughing at
little
that.
toilet rolls.
People in the chat are laughing at that. That's
At
pretty
one
good.
point, I mean, do you remember in COVID all of the random stupid toilet paper Christmas decorations?
I mean, I have a toilet paper ornament that I hung on my
There you
tree
go.
last year that was like, remember that year?
Yeah.
It was so traumatic that we immediately started producing Christmas ornaments out of it.
Why
Oh
not?
my
Of
gosh. Oh
course.
my gosh. So, do you have you mentioned it. So you're going to your sister-in-law's and you but in years past, like, would your family host it? Like, do you have a good and a bad memory that shows up in your brain from any past Thanksgivings?
So, I mean, I was spending so many of my Thanksgivings in the green room, you know?
Yeah.
And
And
but
which
we would
jobs? Which
host
jobs?
for my entertainment news job, specifically for the Today Show Australia, because Thanksgiving does not exist there.
Sure.
But I would fill in for someone who was taking a holiday, which in Australia is 6 weeks, not just like 6 days.
Wow.
So I would fill in from Thanksgiving through
And they're just
January,
having a
like 10th or
vacation
15th.
down in
Yeah.
Australia. Good
Or
for
wherever
them.
they wanted to go. I was
Wow.
filling in for the LA person. So my frequent thing was having sushi in the green room on Thanksgiving. And honestly, like some of my favorite memories with my parents were when they were doing that. And I remember when I left that job and I finally had Thanksgiving back and my brothers had their own plans. And I was like, what are we doing? Like, what do you mean we're not doing Thanksgiving together? They're like, Giselle, you haven't done Thanksgiving in years.
Right.
Like,
We don't
we're
we
not, you just expect it to be the same way, like as it was when it, and so now I feel like we're kind of in this new season of creating new traditions. And I'm sure you probably experienced this as well, where it's like you forget that when you get married and you're like you have your own unit now.
Yeah.
Like you have your own little family and
Yep.
like you have to create your own things that might be separate from your parents, that might be separate from your sister. And so we're in this place right now where we're starting these brand new traditions, which is interesting to say the least. But it used to be that we would have like a kids table for the kids table for the kids table. Like we would have
Oh, wow.
multiple dining tables. We have
Yeah.
all these like folding chairs, folding tables that would like extend, 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 extend. Like everyone was invited. Like everyone. Oh, you don't have a place to go? Come on over. Like you don't. Okay, come on over. Oh, your friend wants to come. Your wife wants to come. Your sister wants to come.
Wow.
Cool, come. And we would just figure it out.
Yeah.
And it was the best. And then we go around and say what we're thankful for. And we'll never forget my nephew one Thanksgiving saying that he was thankful for my brother's farts.
Oh, his own father. His father's farts. I mean, Giselle's bringing the potty humor today, as I would call
I
it, as a
know.
mom. Like, no
I
potty
know.
words, Giselle.
I know. I know. What about
Well, I was gonna wait. Let me ask you this. So,
Okay.
it's listening to that story. I think I've developed an unfortunate adult habit, which is the pressure of the sit down meal gives me lots of angst.
Tell
Like,
me more.
because it's just like you're. How do you time it all up for it all to be delicious at the right time? And also, like, kids, enjoy it. And I'm gonna enjoy my plate. And everybody sit still and blah, blah, blah. I can't, every single meal I have in my kitchen, I just eat standing up because, like, someone's always trying to get out of where their seat is and they're on the run and, like, get them back, grab them by the ponytail, get them back here. And it's just like, I enjoy a restaurant experience like with grown-ups, and it's just very like specific. Otherwise, I try to put zero pressure on like a meal being kind of traditionally sat like that, because I just like have heart palpitations just with like children running amok. I'm sure I'm like misparenting them by like not teaching them like better skills at this point, but it's just not what I want to be doing. So hearing a massive party of people trying to sit simultaneously for a meal, it gives me like that. That makes me nervous, actually, because I'm like the pressure. I don't like it.
Well, and remind everyone the ages of all your girls.
Six,
right now.
6, 4, and 1.5. So the 1.5-year-old, she does this thing where like if this is her high chair, she would just be like, I'm done. And she starts to get up. And the next thing you know, she's standing in this high chair. She's like 5 feet in the air. And we're like, like you all go running at her because you don't want her to topple over. And then it's just kind of like the meal is done. Like she has ejected herself from the seat. And like that's that. So I do hope one day for a time where we are doing like the sit and the talk during the meals. But right now, that's just not where we're at.
It's going to be a while. It's going to be a while, probably.
Probably like my 4-year-old could do it. So like maybe just a couple years when the youngest is 4. Mine was always spent like in Minnesota with, like I said, we had zero family in Minnesota. So it was always just us. I think my dad and his career opted always to work Thanksgiving so then we could travel for Christmas. That was kind of like what his group worked on with him, because we were like such East Coast based
similar
people. So yeah, we always were just kind of like at home. I wish I had more memories of watching football on Thanksgiving, but I think my mom, like, really speaking of the pressure of like what it should be like, I feel that my memories of her conducting Thanksgiving for us, she just like put a lot of pressure on like what it should be and what it would look like. And she did the Christmas decorating. And I do remember doing a lot of that like over the Thanksgiving holiday. But I just like, it didn't feel like relaxed to me, because she always seemed so stressed about making it so great. And I feel bad. I know. I feel badly looking back at it now. I know. And so that's the one thing I remember being like, just watching it. And you kind of have these out of body experiences as a kid. And you're like, well, I don't think I want it to be like that. I like what we're doing here, but I'm not sure I want it to be just like that.
Like that.
So I think over the years, like, and then mine oftentimes were spent traveling for football. So to your point, like I kind of got away from the traditional, whatever we were doing, traditions. And so now we are just kind of like clean slate, which I appreciate. And also to the ages thing, like they're not like sitting down and having this huge plate of food right now, all the kids. So until you're like explicitly telling me, like, can you make that green bean casserole that I love? Like, we're just going to do what makes like the husband and I happy and it's like full at the table.
I can't not remember just uncomfortably overeating on Thanksgiving.
You know what I said on the show yesterday was, remember how our school had Grandparents' Day the day before Thanksgiving?
Yes, of course. How could we forget?
You know what I said on the show, I go, you know, the elevators at school never were used more than on Grandparents' Day.
Yeah.
Because
that's just totally like true.
The old people shuffling around. Because I know my grandpa came a couple of times and I was just like, oh my gosh, like how do we navigate this like multi-leveled school to get him working? Yeah. Did you ever bring a grandparent to Grandparents' Day? I don't remember.
No. So for me, it was like Special Persons Day.
Yes. Grandparents.
So I would bring my brother.
Yeah, you would.
And my brother would sometimes bring a friend.
Yes, I do remember.
And so
cool
I would just.
That you did that.
I mean.
People were jealous.
I don't
know.
You
know that.
I definitely felt a little left out, but it was fun times with my brother. And actually, to this day, Jamie, Wednesday before Thanksgiving continues to affectionately be referred to as Special Persons Day.
That's hilarious.
So tomorrow, because we're doing separate Thanksgivings this year, my brother is hosting the family at Benihana.
Yes.
Because, you know, of course that's like,
of course you
traditionally
want
to fly relevant
to the mouth.
Yeah, of course. Why not get a hibachi for the whole family? And so last night I'm texting him, hey, what time are we meeting on Wednesday? And he was like 5:15 or whatever time it was, like 5:00 p.m. Special Persons Day, Year of Our Lord 2025. Like that is the date. Like he doesn't know actually what numerical date it is, but to him, Wednesday will always be Special Persons Day.
That is such a wonderful inside joke amongst siblings. I can't believe it. I forgot that they also labeled it as Grandparents / Special Persons Day. I had forgotten that you took full advantage of the / and that's fantastic. Gosh, I love a hibachi. I am just, I want to come to your Thanksgiving 48 hours.
And it is also, it's funny that I now like think about that, because I feel like there's a teeny tiny little bit of it reserved for the day I found out that you were competing in the pageant and I didn't come to school the next day, which was Wednesday, because I took it off to prepare for the pageant.
Okay.
And so I was probably just moping about it. Like, I can't believe Jamie's doing the pageant.
It's so true. Okay. Back when the internet, this was 2006. The internet, let's be honest, was in its infancy. And the website of the pageant gets loaded. And there they are all alphabetically. And that my photo's there. And I'm like, oh my God, I just know she's going to see it. Also, like, it's real. I have to do it. And I do remember it came out on a Tuesday night. And I don't remember you skipping school the next day. I guess the first time I had to face you was like at the rehearsal. It was on the Friday, right? Or was it on Friday, Saturday?
It was the whole weekend. Probably check-in on Friday, prelims on Saturday, finals on Sunday.
Yes.
Yep. It was a whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, girl. Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh my gosh. I forgot. It totally came out on a Tuesday night. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I was like stressed about like just entering your realm, and that's what it was for me. But also my basketball coach, like the judgment that he rained down on me for doing that was fully out of characteristic for me. Actually, what ended up happening was I got like a French manicure that weekend before, and I showed up at practice on Monday, and he was like, undressed me with his eyes.
Those?
I was like, what the f- are those? And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. How do I tell this man that I'm going to be in high heels this weekend? This is terrible. Yeah, so it was multi-layered. And then I just, gosh, I felt so, now I look back at it, the feeling with such gratitude, but I felt like the first time really ever fish out of water in that setting. Mm. I didn't know, like, where do you stand? Like, everybody seemed like they belonged, and I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
But you did it.
I did.
You lived to tell the tale.
I do.
You're better for it.
Do you remember, tell the people, like, do you remember where, how we would go in the interview process? Wasn't it like three tables? You like entered a room and you bounced tables and they asked you different questions. Isn't that how that worked?
Yes. I'm thinking about, what did I wear to that one?
You wore a pink suit, I'm convinced.
I was going to say, I feel like I remember wearing this cute little baby pink suit.
It was for sure a baby pink suit.
And imagine, like, women don't even wear suits like this hardly ever anymore, which it was, you know, you wear like the pencil skirt and the
yours was
the
fitted so cute
blazer.
Too. Mine was
it
like
was
from Macy's.
Very fitted.
Off the
I was
rack.
Very teensy.
But you had it like tailored, I think, because it fits you
probably
so perfectly. Mine was.
It was cute. It was a good one.
Mine was teal, and it was like, I have never worn anything like this before in my life. What am I doing? And also, like, the pumps my mom got me were like kitten heels, and I was just like, this. I feel like a banker. I don't even know what a banker does. A banker's like a real job. Yeah,
a banker's like a real job.
Yeah. So then we went. I just remember going to three different tables. I feel like and answering questions.
Okay, I don't remember. That's one of those. I legitimately don't remember that particular interview at all. Mm. Like, I remember my suit. And there are so many little glimmers of that weekend that I do remember. And that's one of them that gone.
We're
not at that age now. But I know that the types of questions were not difficult.
Yeah, no.
And they typically would rotate a lot of the top five questions over the years. Like it was like same fishbowl, same questions.
Yeah.
So there were a handful. Like, I remember when I got asked my question in the top five that I was like, oh, I know this one. I've got this one. Like, holy shit, I just won.
Nice.
I did not.
Oh. Wait,
I did
what
not
do we
win.
Think that girl's doing? Do you remember who won?
Her name was Vanessa or something.
Her name was Vanessa.
And they asked what her biggest fear was. And she said that it was spiders and that sometimes she has to call her mom in the other room to come and step on them for her.
I do remember
that. So when my question was, what's your greatest achievement? And mine was, well, even though I've gone to Stanford for summer college, for me, it was still working with an athlete who is both deaf and blind and how to communicate with him as a Special Olympics coach.
I mean, the fact that you skip school on Wednesday,
But, you know, it was very humbling. It was very humbling. And
you just humbled me with that answer. God. You went to Stanford Summer College?
I went to, it was like a summer program. I called it Nerd Camp. And it was the educational program for gifted youth. And I went two summers in a row. One of them was for math, I think. And the other one was for maybe creative writing or something. I don't know.
Did you
I don't
do
know.
that?
But I did not go to Stanford.
Truth be told, did you do that because you knew it would look good on college resumes and or good for pageant answering, or did you do it to advance intellectually?
All of the above.
Okay.
All of the above. For some reason in my head, I had that I really wanted to go to Stanford. Like I just had that in my head. So I'm just someone who, if I have an idea,
Yeah.
I immediately like will start going after that idea. And that's really been something that I've always had ever since I was very young. So it's like, all right, let's go on the internet. How do you get into Stanford? And like, and Google was very limited. So when I couldn't just type into the search bar, how do you get into Stanford? It was, let me go to the Stanford website, click on every single button and tab. And wait, they have this program for high school students. Like, wait, I could go to this. Wait, we could afford this, or I could get a scholarship to this, or just whatever that looks like. And I had to apply just like college and had to get in. And I think that might have been the first time I was ever on a plane by myself,
Wow, that's really
maybe.
cool.
And I lived in a college dorm for a few weeks over the summer. And I didn't get into Stanford. And thank God, because I would never want to live in Palo Alto. And I don't know why I had it in my head that I wanted to. I still don't know to this day why I wanted to go to Stanford.
High School
I
Musical.
just ha Was that a thing?
She went to Stanford. And I only know that because my girls are watching High School Musical right now, and she goes to Stanford after the third movie. And I'm like, dang,
Okay,
Vanessa.
well, I'm pretty sure our senior year they were still in the first movie.
That's a good point. My bad. So you were setting the
But
trend.
if I was to do the thing that you do with the random CDs that go into
Blind
the
listen, no
car,
judgment. Yep.
yes. 1000% there would be multiple that had some level of High School Musical
Oh, I thought you were gonna
in.
say like maybe the label said like motivation for Stanford, like on the sticker or something.
Oh, it would be like High School Musical Backstreet's Back or something, or it'd be like High School Musical Part One or High School Musical Country Western Mix,
Nice.
which would mean that it had like one High School Musical song and then like a whole bunch of Rascal Flatts.
Cruising the Lakes mix.
Like Baby Got Back times 25 Fire Nights. Like, I don't know, just one of those. I need to, at some point, and I've sent you the picture before. I'm like, at some point, I need to figure out whose car can I do this in? Because I totally have whatever that Emo Kids Can Dance. That was one that Natalie made for me. That was
Nice.
one of my favorites, but that's what it was
I should
called, those
have
Emo Kids
Natalie
Can
on
Dance.
No Breaks.
Sure.
We should try. I should
No,
totally try that.
not Sandy Griffith.
Oh, different Natalie. Okay. No.
Different
So
Natalie.
it's funny.
Yeah.
At work today, last story, at work today, Kyle told this story where he was like, I coached football this fall, and at one point there was like 16 kids on the field, and you're like, Connor, no, Connor G over here. And
Yeah.
like the kids, and like,
Everyone turned.
yes, even like my daughter saying, like, oh, Olivia N. And I'm like, I forgot that we used to differentiate with the last name. We didn't have that many kids in our school, so we didn't have a lot
Right.
of overlap. But I
We didn't have
forgot that we
another
had
Jamie.
multiple, we didn't have Jamie, obviously, you're the
No.
only Giselle I've ever met. And we did have a couple, we did have two Natalies. I'm trying to think of any other, a couple Emilys, I guess.
So many Charlies,
A lot of
Sarahs,
Charlies. A lot of Charlies. I didn't.
Kyles.
Kyles. We had
Feel like
more.
there were so many Kyles. Weren't there multiple Kyles? Mats? There were so many
So many
Mats.
mats. Why all the mats?
All of the Mats.
Did you get my text with the all school alumni invitation?
I did. I
What are your
did. And I sent
thoughts?
it to my boyfriend, and he was like, we're going. And I was like, oh, no.
Let's go.
No.
Oh, okay, great. Well, at least I'll have somebody there with me.
So the Count Con or something.
I can't wait.
Maybe you can even convince me into having an alcoholic beverage. Who
Okay.
knows?
Yeah, that's great. Or like a placebo effect where I just give you one, but it's really a mocktail.
Right.
Let's next week. I want to dive more into the college stuff because you got to go to USC, and as you know, that was my Stanford, and it never panned
Yeah.
out. And I want to talk more just about all that. What I actually, my heaviest emotional baggage in life revolves in those years of college, and like I just hate college, every inch of it. I hated the time, hated the years. I have half a friend from all the colleges that I went to. It's just like none of it tracks. Whereas you and people like my husband who go to these like beautiful big universities with like all the football
Yeah.
and all the social have like 27 friends to rub together after the fact. And I'm just like, what in the social skills hell is this?
That explains so much.
I
It explains so
know.
much.
It really does.
You can think
Okay.
about it. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah.
I know. I know. Okay. Mm. You have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Enjoy your
and you.
Doctored up sweet potatoes. But honestly, specifically, enjoy a special Friends Day. And I'm going to be thinking of you with a flying shrimp in the air.
We're going to do flying shrimp and eggs and goulash on Friday.
Okay, question. So I'll send just you. With those answers real quick. Does that mean we're just taking a TV timeout from 75 Hard during the holidays?
Oh my gosh. I just realized. Just kidding.
No.
So I am still doing the shrimp tail and the egg and all the Benihana.
Okay.
I will probably do a modified version of the sweet potatoes, but probably not even making them this year.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay. Well, until next week, see you next Tuesday. My girl.
See you next Tuesday.